See, now we're gonna go back a little ways further, and this might be tough. Your mother's parents, where were they from? What kind of education?
Well, they would have been. I'm not sure when they came. They were German.
Okay.
And I know German was spoken at home quite a bit. Now, I don't know how long they were over. Okay. You know. Over here.
Do you know what their religion was or anything like that?
Not definitely on my mother's side.
Okay. What about what their occupation was about?
It was also farming, basically just farming. Okay. Back in around Plymouth and Bremen, Indiana.
Do you know what kind of things they farmed?
No, I really don't know what crops were raised there.
Well, we'll get to what goes on here anyway, a little later. What about your father's parents? Same deal?
They were the ones that came from Illinois, and I'm not sure. Scotch would be the basic
ancestry. Do you think they were born in that area, or...?
No, I think they were here. It would be ancestors. I wish my daughter were here because she has researched this and gone to places over in Scotland, you know, where the people come from. And she's really interested in this type of stuff. It's too bad she isn't here to help you with this.
Does she live around here?
She lives in Boise, Idaho. She happens to be visiting here.
Oh, really? For the Heritage Festival or something?
She'll be here for the Heritage Festival.
Okay. Yeah, that's interesting. I was Scotland.
Yeah, she really enjoyed that. She looked up the different camel clans and found out which clan we descended from, and it was just
the different what clans?
The different Scottish clans.
Okay. All right. What about what's your that's pretty good on your parents and your grandparents. What about your spouse's education, occupation, things like that?
My first husband ran the a filling station here in Lyman.
Okay, right. What was his education?
1 year of high school, I believe.
Okay.
And that was done in the country, so I'm not sure just exactly how.
Did he get the filling station from his parents? Or?
No, this was a new station that was built here in Lyman.
Okay.
And he got it at the time it opened, and he ran that station until the time they had to close it, which was quite a record for Lyman, because one time we made the Reader's Digest with the fact that there were 21 filling stations in a town of about less than 2,000.
That's right. Somebody told me that, or I saw it at the museum or something last year.
We really went through some tough times, as you can imagine.
Yeah.
We tried to make our... Lyman was kind of a tourist between Colorado Springs and Denver, and so we got lots of tourists. But if you didn't make it in the summertime, then it was pretty slim wintertime.
Right.
We always felt kind of proud that he held on to the station and ran it from the time it was built to the time it was taken down.
Right. You said Colorado Springs to Denver. People don't... is that the way they travel? Like Colorado Springs to Lyman to Denver? Or?
No, they would go from Denver down to Colorado Springs.
Okay. All right.
But we are what you call a hub city.
Okay.
And, you know, everything kind of branches out from Lyman, so the tourists definitely came through.
Okay.
Would come through Lyman.
Well, now they probably still do it, and then they decide whether they're going on to Denver.
Yeah, they're going, you know,